think it'll go down as one of those nights that were you there, you know. I think people will talk about it, whether from Kildare or from Donegal. It was an epic night. Donegal for a long time looked as if they weren't going to win it, and then looked as if they were going to win it in normal time, and probably lucky enough to hang on in normal time. Luck gone in extra time, we came back and done it. You know, it was phenomenal character from both group sets of players, but you know, looking at our own players, you know, was far from a perfect performance, but we're not worried about that. It was all about heart, guts, character, and a wee bit of intelligence again rolled into it, you know.
Yeah. First half reminiscent of the Tyrone first half. Very poor and unbelievably only 2 points down at half time.
Yeah, probably remarkably only 2 points down. You know, defensively, we were reasonably happy, Charlie, with the way we were playing. We were very disappointed. We probably didn't keep our shape up front. There's no doubt the loss of Michael was a big factor in that. You know, he's our leader. He forms the way we set up front and he gives the direction. But the lads dug in, as you say, they hung in. It was remarkable, only 2 points down at half time. We were more than happy, to be honest, only two down at half time. The way it went the second half then, we thought we were going to win it in normal time.
Yeah. Very good second half performance. Christy Toy came off the bench and scored within seconds, won 7-7 points. The big concern then, Rory, was Donegal didn't score until the end of the game then, and really allowed Kildare to come back into it. And in the meantime, they had what possibly was a good goal disallowed as well.
Yeah, it's hard to know with the goal, you know, but there's no doubt we went 1-7-7 up, and then we had a couple of chances. Then Anthony Thompson actually hit the post, yeah. You know. But a wee bit of silly play as well, a couple of wrong options. Kildare had the whole momentum. They looked as if they were going to get over the line. But we dug in and just about got there. We'd have been exceptionally disappointed to have lost at normal time. And the way Kildare, I think they got maybe 5 points on the bounce. And considering the three equalisation, the first couple in the start of the second half.
Six, maybe.
It looked as if the journalists would be writing that Kildare's fitness took over. But our boys showed that they're as fit. Not only fit, Charlie, but they're hungry, they're keen. And they just don't give in. But we see that every night at training. That just doesn't arrive here in Croke Park. Those guys are like that in Castlefin and in Ballybuffet and Benfin.
Yeah.
The hard winter nights, they never give in once.
The management team earned their spurs tonight because you had to make changes earlier on. Things weren't going well. Michael Murphy did go in after not starting. Eamon McGee hasn't kicked a ball in their county level for a long, long time. And then you had to chop and change and chop and change in the second half, and particularly during extra time.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. Right up until probably about 12 o'clock today, we thought Michael was going to start, you know, and then the physios advised us that it would go, his hamstring would go. But then, you're right, Eamon McGee and Chrissy Toy in particular, David Walsh, those three guys, you know, I know, you know, probably management often said what happens in training is important. Those guys have been showing phenomenally well in training. Eamon McGee's been itching to get a chance. We just felt it was Paddy had a wee niggle coming into it. We just felt with him coming on, he would get up the field better. He's natural coming up the field. And then his height's always useful against Kildare. But, you know, those guys have been showing really well in training the last number of weeks. And fair play to them, they deserve the chance.
And you used all four midfielders. Kevin Rafferty found the going tight. He hasn't played for a few weeks, and that's shown, Rory.
Aye, our backs were to the wall, and unfortunately, that's the way it is with injuries. We've been like Leo McLoone coming back now. You know, guys need time to play football, and maybe it didn't work out the best for Kevin today, but that's what a squad's for. You've seen Big Neil and Martin McElhinney and Rory all put in the shift. And so credit to Rory there tonight. Like, he's barely trained, really, the last 4 or 5 weeks. I think he played the whole 90-odd minutes.
Yeah.
They talk about the young team and this new team coming through. I don't need to remind people back in Donegal, and you might know this as well, the two men who scored the equaliser point and the winning point actually played here in 2002. I think Declan Bonner in commentary said the old dog for the hard road.
I think there's no doubt about that. You know, age is just a number, you know. It doesn't matter whether you're 18 or whether you're in your 30s. But those players have done it before. It's just a matter with Christy of getting a wee bit of game time, getting more training under his belt. He's had phenomenally bad luck. But you're right, those guys deserve that for the lot, you know, for the way they've stuck at it. Like Kevin Casty. It was nice to Kevin when he came back in January and February, and he was barely fit to get around Castlefin at the level that we were in. It's a deal of Kevin. He never gave in once. And that's for sure. He never gave in during the game there. And he's on point.
Yeah. Donegal in the All-Ireland semi-final in a month's time. They'll play the wonders of Dublin and Tyrone. Give me the standard answer to that one. You don't care who you play, do you?
No, there's no doubt about it, Charlie. You look ahead, but you don't really look ahead in that sort of way. We look forward to coming out of Croker next Saturday. To be honest, it's great to have a month now to get ourselves right. There is a lot of niggle injuries. No doubt there'll be some sore bodies there, but in particular Michael Murphy, he needs a good bit of rest now to get him right. But a month's a good way to look at it. We come down next week and get a look at Dublin Tyrone. But again, we focus on our own performance. We hope that we'll perform better than we did tonight.
And finally, is this beyond you and Jim McGuinness and everybody else's wildest expectations when you took over at the start or the middle of last year or whenever, Rory, at the start of this year, that you'd be Division 2 champions, you'd be Ulster champions, and that you'd be in an All-Ireland semi-final? Or did you guys somewhere at the back of your head think all that was possible?
Well, I know from I'd be lying if I said when I came in January I knew the players would get this far. I thought it was straight up with Jim. I didn't know the players well enough. Jim would have had a fair idea these players could go a long way. He wouldn't have been happy at just stopping on the 17th of July. The more I got to work with the players, we've seen we believe we're as good as what's around. We believe we work exceptionally hard and we work exceptionally smart. We didn't put a limit on where we're going to go, and there's no doubt at this stage we want to go one step further and be around in September.